episode 982, How to Streamline Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Mindset Monday, and are you ready to get mindful about what you're doing this week? It is a brand new week. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is time to figure out how to streamline your life so you can live, love, and impact. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. To all the leaders in business and at home, you have to learn how to streamline your life. Too many tasks, too many appointments, too many activities. That's the recipe for disaster and burnout. Whether you're a mom or a corporate executive, you are a leader. And being a leader requires some due diligence when it comes to mindset and focus. When, you know, with all the stuff on your calendar and your family obligations, how to streamline your life must become a priority. Now, once when you establish this simplistic, balanced lifestyle, which of course we're all looking for, right, is that balance in our life, all the other chaos may continue around you. However, your mindset is going to be empowering you to be able to handle it. So no matter what is thrown at you, you're going to be able to say, ah, I got this. Yeah, it may hurt. There may be some pain. There may be some anguish, or it may be a disaster, but somehow you will get through it because you've got this mindset. It makes sense to you, and you're not trying to sit here and absolutely do everything to conquer the world. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You need to utilize those skills in that manner. So how do you streamline your life? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do less, accomplish more. How much simpler can you get? Do less, accomplish more. Now, I'm sure you're going and scratching your head already, Christiane. You have not seen my list. You have no idea what I'm responsible for. You are absolutely crazy to say that I am to do less because it's just not in the cards. It won't work. My business will fail. I understand that. I've worked in corporations where you just feel like if you don't do it, it's not going to get done right. Well, that's for another episode because that's a problem with control. We all think that we're gifted at almost everything. Seriously, anything we touch, it seems to work in our favor. But we don't realize that it still takes a team. It's not about one. The family is an amazing unit. It's about everybody's participation within the family. A corporation isn't about one person. It's about everybody, the employees, the teammates, the executive council, the leadership team, all of everybody coming together. That makes them a successful corporation. So what is it for you? Do less, accomplish more. Now, this is why it really works. I want to share with you some secrets. And one of them is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. The less you do, the more you accomplish, which equals increased productivity. You're like, but if I'm doing less and I really get more done, how does that really make sense? Because I'm really ultimately doing less. It doesn't add up. 2 + 2 = 4. It's not, you know, 0 + 2 = 4. It doesn't work that way, Christiane. The equation is not balanced. I get it. But listen here. If you have a list of 10 things, you might actually get 4 of those things done. Maybe if you just had 5 things done, you're going to get 4 things done. What does that mean? Well, you actually did more. But you're like, yeah, but I just left off these other 6 things. Eventually, they're going to show up. Maybe, maybe not. Because you see, what happens is after day one, you may have these 10 things, right? You only get 4 things done, which leaves you what? 6 left over. Let's do some basic math here. I know you didn't think you were going to go to first grade this morning, but we're going there, okay? So 10 - 4 = 6. So you've got 6 things left. But guess what happens the next day? You add 10 more things. So how many things do you have to accomplish now? 16. If you only get four things done, that means you have how many left on your list? 12. Do you see how it just gets mathematically not right? You just keep gaining. Even though you're putting more on your list, trying to get done, you're just gaining even more. But here what happens is if you have five things and you get four things done, you only have one left. If you were to add five more things, right, that would be what, six things. You do four, you only have two left. Oh my goodness. It's a much better mathematical equation. It's more balanced. Do less and you accomplish more. In this process, you gain the satisfaction of, I did it, which means success. And you work better under the term and the thought of success than you do, I failed. Because if you have that list of 10 things and you only got four things done, in your mind, whether you admit it or not, whether the words come out of your mouth, deep down you're going, oh, I failed today. What was my problem? Why couldn't I get more done? And you sit there and you go, I don't know what's wrong with me. And that sends you down the rabbit hole. And it gets worse and worse and worse, closer to burnout. So you want to be able to do less and accomplish more, right? That's ultimately why you're doing this. You want to increase your productivity. You want to be a leader. You want to work within the purpose that God has created you to work. So therefore, the secret of doing less and accomplishing more is because you're going to actually accomplish more by doing less. Number two, the second secret is the less you do, the more you lead others to their success. You are empowering them, and that's a priceless gift. There's nothing more exciting than to see somebody else succeed. I love it. It brings me joy when I see somebody else reach their goals, conquer their fears, and absolutely figure out whatever their purpose is in life, and they go out and they do it. Boy, that's just something like, whoa. It's like fireworks all the time. I don't see them, but I feel them inside. When you do less, you give others the opportunity to success. It's that priceless gift. Let me give you an example. Okay, moms, this is specifically for you. You're vacuuming a rug. And you know what? You can vacuum like no other mom on this planet. You get absolutely every little dog hair that there could possibly be on that floor. Every little crumb that might have hit it is gone, right? You can do it like none other. But by allowing your child to do it, you're teaching a life skill. And eventually they're going to need that life skill when they move out of the house because you don't want to walk into their house and they haven't vacuumed for 6 months. I know that's a horrible picture, isn't it? It is, but think about it. It's a life skill. You are lifting them up and they deserve that. The less you do, the more you lead others to their success. All right, now let's look at it in the corporate setting. Maybe you're working on a project. There might be a task that you could do, but if you let someone else focus on that specific task, then you can use your strengths for the other details within the project. And what does that mean? That gives the other person the opportunity to elevate themselves. You lift them up. It elevates the team and it empowers the individual. Wow. Priceless gifts. A leader has to step back and let others do what they do best. Now, I know it's hard and I know it's challenging. Even in a marriage, you have to do the same thing. There's a time for the woman to step back and for the man to leave. Don't send me hate emails. I mean that. Men have certain gifts that women do not. That's how God created us. Women have certain gifts that men shouldn't come close to touching. Okay, men, I know I've got you smirking. And women, you're excited. So now you can send me the love notes. But it's true. We need to be able to use our gifts accordingly. Do less, accomplish more. So what does this look like? When we break it down, I want to give you actual steps, three steps that you can do so you can understand how this works. Number one, do only what you can do. Do only what you can do. Right now, we are working on some final details of our YouTube channel for Create Your Now TV. And it's exciting. If you haven't subscribed already, there's a link in the show notes. Click on that link and you can go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss anything. Yes, you know, here I will tell you. But if you already want to be on the in, go ahead and subscribe now. Our podcasts actually are being placed on YouTube. It's not in video format. It's just the actual listening to it, but you'll be able to see it. And some people actually like it better than streaming it in their ear. So whatever works for you, but go ahead, click on that link. You'll be prepared. So do only what you can do. It's a family thing for us. It's a family affair with the Create Your Now TV. And so my son is working on the editing portions of it. I could do it. I do all the editing of the podcast. So if something messes up, yes, you can blame me. It's my fault. But on the actual videos, I need another hand. I need another eye. And I could do that, but my son was like, Mom, I want to do that with you. I want to work with you on that. Of course, I have high expectations, and he's much younger, has very little experience. But you know what? Me giving him this opportunity is what? It's elevating him. It's empowering him. He has a gift, and I want him to be able to use that gift so I can use my gift, because I can tell you now, he isn't mama. He is pretty much, yes, he listens to me. He gets it. He's like, Mom, that's deep. And he'll throw out some deep things too, but he's not me. So by letting him do what he does best allows me to do what I do best. So do only what you can do. Number two, give more than you keep. Give more than you keep. Look at what you have on your plate. Women, this is tough for us. Why? Because we like to control. We really do. We like to keep things to ourselves, not because we want to say that, haha, I did all of this by myself. It's not that. I truly believe that it's partly because of our nurture factor. We're to comfort. We're to raise up. And in order to do that, we feel like we have to control all the different steps. And by doing that, we're getting them closer to whom we think they are to become. But really, in order for them to find their way, for them to have the compass and their journey that they need to do, we need to give them more. So give more than you keep. So if you've got 20 tasks that you have to complete for this project, then give away 11 of them. Keep less. Give away more. Number three, perform. Perform within your gifts. I call it the it factor. Now, I guess it's a little bit different than do only what you can do. When I'm talking about your gifts, because do what only you can do, those can be strengths. Those can be things that are learned, understand. But this one here is, I'm talking about the it factor. It makes you you. It's that sparkle that if you touch it, it becomes platinum. Not just gold, but platinum. That's the it factor. That's something that God has gifted you. So do, give, and perform. Maybe you want help with this. Maybe you aren't sure what this looks like in your life. Click on the link, Take Aim. It's my free gift to you. Yes, it's my way to do what only I can do, and that's to coach. It's a free coaching call for you. When you click on that link, there's going to be a little screen that pops up. Fill out that information. That's the beginning of our conversation. We will set up a time. Yes, you actually get to speak to me. It'll be my voice. Don't be surprised. I sound the same. I know a lot of people say, oh, you sound the same. It's you. Yes, I do. You'll be talking to me. So click on that link, and I would love to begin the conversation with you. Today, it is all about you. to be present, to be incredible, to be you. Do less, accomplish more. Let your days soar. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.